Okay, so let's have a look at one of the case studies for our presentation, Eastgate Mall.
It was doing badly, wasn't it? Losing a lot of customers.
Yes, but in 2016, the mall committee decided the situation couldn't go on any longer.
Everyone had different opinions about how to turn the situation around, didn't they?
Right, but they finally came to a decision after speaking to some external consultants. They realized they needed to conduct interviews. Not just with shop owners, but going out and finding out what customers thought. That's why the whole process took about 6 months.
But it was worth it. The committee used the information to completely rethink the mall. Now, the first thing they did was to change the second floor. They had a large empty space where a couple of fast food outlets had been. They offered the space to a local library and also a free medical centre.
They were right. As soon as those facilities opened up, more people went to the second floor and then went shopping afterwards.
Let's move on to the fitness centre.
Yes, they used a corner of the car park to build one. They were quite clever about that. They wanted busy parents to make use of the fitness centre and then go shopping, so they used part of the fitness centre as a creche. They assumed that if there was somewhere for parents to leave kids to play and be looked after, it would also lead to an increase in mall visitors.
What was the other thing they did? Oh, yes, they decided to extend the outside areas after gathering responses from customers who said that when they wanted to take a break from shopping, they preferred going outside to have lunch or a coffee in the fresh air.
Yes, they installed tables and chairs outside for that reason, where people could take their sandwiches and coffees and things. They could have made it nicer if they'd planted some trees and flowers, though.
True.
And I think we could conclude by saying what the committee are planning to do in the future.
Well, they've been thinking about what kind of shops are missing from the mall. You know, they want to get more young people in there. And a lot of teens and young adults are really into surfing and snowboarding nowadays. And these people have plenty of money to spend. They've concluded that there's a need for more shops that sell the equipment and accessories for that kind of thing.
Good idea.